Great Australian Outback Police Story, written by Bill Swampy Marsh and read by Bill Swampy Marsh and Kate Hood. Brian and I were sitting there having a cup of tea when this four-wheel drive police vehicle pulls up. "G'day, I'm Des," he says. "Are you blokes got anything to do with this paddock?" I said, "Well, no, we haven't actually." I thought he was going to move us on. He said, "Look, there's a bullock out up the road. Can you give me a hand to get it back in the paddock?" I said, "Yeah." And so we stood out on the road while Des drove back to hunt up this bullock. The paddock only ran three strands of wire anyway, and so the bullock just ducked in underneath the fence back into the paddock. We then sat around and had a chat to Des. He'd only been there 6 months, and his wife had just arrived a day or two beforehand. Anyhow, he said, "If you're coming through McKinley," which we were, "you can camp with us at the police station if you like." The next day, when we pulled in at the McKinley police station, Des said, "Have a shower, then we'll go over to the pub and I'll buy you a beer." So after Brian and I had cleaned up a bit, we all went up to the walkabout. Des puts his credit card on the bar and says, "Okay, what are you drinking?" I hadn't had much alcohol up until that time because if you do, you tend to dehydrate too easily out on the road. So we had a beer, then a couple more, then a few more. When we got back to Des's place, he fired up the barbecue and we settled in for a couple more. Then when the scotch came out, I said to Brian, "Here, you can drink this. I'm done." But it was a great night, to the point where when the alarm went off the next morning, I stayed in my swag longer than usual. I don't think I even had breakfast before we set off. Later on that day, we'd just sit up at camp when Des turns up. He was coming back from over Julia Creek. He still looked a bit rugged, so I reckon he was looking forward to getting home for a bit of rest. He said, "Don't forget to call in on your way back home." As it happened, on our way back home, we were just out of McKinley when there was some sort of hiccup in the computer system of the Navarro, which caused it to get stuck in crawl mode. We could only go 10 k's an hour, so when we reached McKinley, we stayed with Des and his wife for a couple of days while we sorted the problem out. Anyhow, this particular night we were sitting around the fire. It was pretty cold, and Des was wearing his police jacket. "Geez," he said, "these bloody police jackets get too hot for me." I said, "Well, how about you lend it to me then?" "Okay," he said, and he tossed it over. "And I still got it. It's sitting in my wardrobe. So if you get around to interviewing Des about police stories, tell him, if I ever come through McKinley again, I'll drop it back to him."